Mark 14, Gethsemane. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Can't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners." And from John chapter 6. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Amen.
사랑해 주님, 감사합니다. Almighty God, thank you for being with us this morning. Allow us to have your wisdom and your knowledge. Help us to understand the word of God and apply it into our lives. I'm asking that Holy Spirit will guide us and protect us. Thank you, Lord. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Around 1850, there were two young men in Princeton, USA. They wasted too much time on alcohol, dancing and gambling. One night, they were walking down the street and stopped at a church. One of the men decided to come to the church, and another man decided to go to a theater. The man who came to the church heard about the word of God from the minister of the church and accepted Jesus as his personal savior and the Lord. 30 years passed. The man who went into the theater got sent to prison. But the man who attended the church became the 22nd and 24th president of the United States of America. His name is Stephen Cleveland. You know the big difference between the man who followed God and another man who didn't. Today, I want to talk to you about the will of God. What is the will of God? Our Lord said, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In this world, we might have troubles, we might have hard times, but we can overcome because our Lord Jesus has overcome the world. And our Lord Jesus, He's here with us today, and He's here to give us the great message of God. Revelation 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it." Blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it. It is a great message, isn't it? Now I'll be reading Mark 14 verse 32. They went to a place called Gethsemane. Why did Jesus and his disciples get to Gethsemane? Garden of Gethsemane was on the side of the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. Was where Jesus and his disciples went to pray. Hebrew get means press and sumani means oils. Literally, Gethsemane means the place where oil is pressed. In the time of Jesus, when people pressed oils, they were troubled with their hard works. But as time went by, their troubles and their sufferings turned into much joy and happiness because they would get much oils. Biblically, olive oil is the symbol of the Spirit of God. In the Old Testament, the oil was used to anoint priests, kings, and prophets. They were called Messiah. And Jesus was troubled and suffered, but his troubles and suffering brought joy and happiness. This can be applied to us. Our troubles, our sufferings would give us joy and happiness and hope in Christ. Romans 5 verse 3 says, "We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character hope." And thus, when you are troubled, take heart, depend upon God, focus on God. Our Lord will care for you, and He will give you hope, peace, joy, and happiness. And Jesus came to Gethsemane and said to His disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him and began to be deeply distressed and troubled. Jesus prayed to God when he was deeply distressed and troubled. Why? Because prayer is the key to open the kingdom of God. And thus, Jesus would pray to God at all times. As a believer of God, we are still to pray to God because He is our Lord. And He's got the key to open the door for us. And He has got the key to solve our problems. He's got the master key. A long time ago, I lost my key. I couldn't open the door. And I had to call a locksmith. A few minutes later, he came there and opened the door for me because he got the master key. And our Lord Jesus has got the master key. When we pray to God, our Lord Jesus will open the door for us. He will help us to solve our problems and He will help us how to live and work for Him. And Jesus prayed to God. And verse 35 says, "Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him." And verse 36, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, and not what I will, but what you will." He might have been afraid that at the time, but he didn't lose his faith in God. Because he was sent to this world to save his people. He was sent to this world to follow the will of God. And our Lord Jesus said in John 6, 38, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Our Lord Jesus was sent to this world to accomplish the will of God, not the will of himself. Then what is the will of God? What is the will of God? It is the death of Jesus to save his people from their sins. Sadly, human beings couldn't come to God because they sinned against God. They had tried many times to come to God, but it was impossible. Finally, they knew that there's the only way for them to come to God through our Lord Jesus. Hebrews 10 verse 10 says, by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. By that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Through the death of Jesus, we can come to God. That is the will of God. This is a true story. Many of you might have heard about the story. Long time ago, there was a big fire at a mountain in America. Many firefighters were sent to the mountain to put out the fire. It took a long time to be extinguished. On the last day, a firefighter was walking down the hill and discovered a bird who died in the fire. When he picked up the bird, he was amazed because there were baby birds. All of them didn't die. They were safe. The mother bird saved her baby birds from the fire. Look at our Lord Jesus. He was sent to this world to save his people from their sins. And he died, and he has saved many people until today. That is the will of God. That is the will of God. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus was praying at Gethsemane. Luke 22 verse 44 says, Jesus prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Can you imagine that? His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. And Jesus came back and saw his disciples sleeping. And Jesus said, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Our Lord says, is talking to us, pray to God continually. Otherwise, you will be tempted by Satan. You'll be in a big trouble. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Pray to God and he will answer your prayers in his time and in his ways. Jesus said to his disciples to pray to God. But when he went back, his disciples were sleeping. And he said, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. We wondered why disciples of Jesus were sleeping. Because they didn't want to pray? No. Because they didn't have any time to pray? No. What does the Bible say? It says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The first man, Adam and Eve, sinned against God because they were tempted by Satan. Our Lord Jesus was being tempted before he started his earthly kingdom. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? If we don't pray, we will be tempted by Satan and we will be in big trouble. Let us pray to our Lord. He will help us how to pray. He will help us how to pray according to the will of God. John 6 verse 40 says, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. The will of God is to believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Anyone who believes in Him shall not die, but have eternal life. They will be given the power and authority to fight against Satan. They might be tempted by Satan, they might be troubled, but they can overcome. Because our Lord said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. This is the great message. And our Lord is talking to us, now it's time for you to swear with your neighbors, with your family members, with your friends, so that they would come to know and follow Jesus. That is the will of God. That is our mission. Our Lord spent much time on doing the ministry of God. Matthew 4, verse 23 says, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Even though he was struggled and troubled, he spent much time on teaching and preaching and healing. He has overcome the world through all these kinds of works. One day, I had a chance to study about the beliefs of sincere Christians who endured hardships in their lives. Many of them were continually engaged in most of these ministries, teaching and preaching and healing. While I was a student at a theological seminary in the USA, I had got to know a Christian family. He was highly educated and served as a medical doctor for a long time. It's like you, he was very humble and helped many Christians in his life. He was still engaged in those ministries, teaching and preaching and healing. I couldn't finish my doctoral degree without his assistance. Later, I heard that he retired from his job and spent much time on these ministries. He has been preaching the word of God in many countries since that time. Personally, God has been keeping me healthy while I spent much time on these ministries so that I could continue to do the work of God. While I was a student at the Ledru College here in New Zealand, I met with a gentleman who suffered from severe mental illness. I would take much time with him on talking about the Word of God, but he was not getting better. Later, I encouraged him to get out and preach the Word of God in public. In spite of his illness, he made a decision. He started studying more about God, and he spent much time teaching himself about the Bible and Chinese. A few years later, I saw him preaching the Word of God in English and Chinese. He was healed from his mental illness. Our Lord Jesus said in John 5:17, My Father is always at His work to this very day, and I too am working. As our Lord Jesus is working, children of God are working. Working and helping others are a good sign for your living. Acts 20 verse 35 says, It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. The will of God is to know and believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And the will of God is to follow our Lord Jesus, teaching and preaching and healing. I pray that our Lord will be with you and guide you to follow Jesus at all times. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for being with us. Help us continually understand the will of God. Help us to follow our Lord Jesus at all times. Bless all of us here in this church. Please guide us how to teach and preach and heal us and our friends and our neighbors in Christ. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.